and not just in the usual senses that age had made his hair grey, run some of his muscles to fat. Ethe was well used to that, knew those changes in him as well as she knew every line and grey hair that had crept into her own body. No, this was about how pale he was, his skin almost as grey as his beard, his breathing so shallow it was barely there. It hurt just to see him like that. So much hurt right then. She couldn't take more of it.
"We can't lose you," Ethe said. "Rodri, your son is dead, Godwin."
Ethe had never much cared for Godwin's sons, because they were a reminder of his first marriage, and of how much more he had loved his first wife. But of them, Rodri had been the best. Greave was strange and obsessed with his books, while Vars was... Ethe shuddered.
"And of my daughters, Nera is gone, and Erin throws herself into battle like a boy."
At least they'd gotten Lenore back. She was back and safe and married, although she should never have been in danger, never have been captured in the first place. Ethe just had to hope that her marriage to Finnell would be a happy one. She trusted that it would be, in spite of her daughter's nerves before her wedding. For that, though, they would have to face up to the threat from the Southern Kingdom. Ethe had always thought that no army could cross the rushing waters of the Slate River, but now they were saying that a force was coming in from the east, via the Isle of Leveros.
"Please wake up," she said, holding Godwin's hand. "I fear for what will happen if you don't."
"There is nothing to fear," a voice said from the doorway. "I have everything in hand as regent."
Queen Ethe turned as Vars stepped into the room. It was hard to express how little like a king her husband's son looked. He wore a circlet of gold, but he was smaller than her husband, weaker looking. His hair a dull, muddy brown, and his features undistinguished. His clothes were fine, but Ethe could see the wine stains there. More than that, there was something about Vars that she had simply never liked. Godwin would surely never have wanted him to rule in his stead.
"How did we come to this?" Ethe asked, knowing that Vars must share her grief, even if they shared so little else. "How was my daughter taken by the South, your brother killed? How is your father fallen, just at the moment when the Southern Kingdom is attacking us?"
That was the part that made Ethe's grief all the worse. It would have been bad enough if her husband had fallen in combat, but for all of it to happen together was just too much. It felt as though it had destroyed her, leaving nothing behind. The mention of it all seemed to hit Vars too, almost like a blow.
"It is impossible to judge these things," Vars said.
To Ethe's surprise, he came to stand beside her, resting a hand on her shoulder.
"I suspect it was all plotted by the Southern Kingdom. Yes, if there is anyone to blame, it must be them."
"I do blame them,"
Ethe said, feeling the anger burning brightly inside her, a flame that felt as if it would consume her utterly if she let it.
"After all they've done, I'd see all of them wiped from the world if I could."
"There is much to hate them for," Vars said.
"Killing your brother? Kidnapping your sister?"
"Yes," Vars said. "At least she's married to Finnell now."
"She is,"
Ethe said, and there was some relief in that. She knew Lenore had had her nerves before the wedding, but she was sure her daughter was going to be happy soon.
"And Godwin?"
"We'll do everything we can to help," Vars said. "Everything that's needed."
Can you find Master Grey?" she asked. "The physicker isn't doing anything, so maybe he..."
"I will see that he is sent for," Vars said. "And in the meantime, I will keep everything running smoothly here."
"I'll help," Ethe said. "Whatever you need. We'll keep the kingdom safe together. For Godwin."
She could feel the tears falling, feel herself almost falling with the weakness of her grief.
"That will not be necessary," Vars said.
"But Vars..."
Ethe began. She needed something to do that would make her feel useful, make her feel a part of things again.
"My father's wife is clearly distraught," Vars said, turning to a pair of the guards there.
He didn't call her the Queen, Ethe noted.
"She needs to go and rest. Take her to her rooms and see that she is not disturbed."
"What?" Ethe said. "I don't need to go anywhere."
"You do," Vars insisted. "You're tired, you're distraught. Go get some sleep, it's for your own good."
The problem was that the more she protested, the more